I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so I want to get to the events in Orlando in a minute, but there is a development in the Hillary Clinton email story that I'm very anxious to hear your thoughts on. Turns out that there was at least one, and it's a suggestion in some of the reporting that there are many others, of the emails that were on her server that have been released to the public that contain something called portion marking. This is the little letter like C, or that would stand for confidential, or S, that would stand for secret, or TS, which would stand for top secret, in parentheses, in the middle of an email suggesting that the information to follow is either confidential, secret, or top secret. And then in one case, the one that we have identified, it was labeled C, and everything after the headline was redacted. Now, Hillary Clinton has claimed that none of her emails contain markings that suggested the emails were confidential in any way or are top secret.
Well, I mean, this is classic Clinton in this particular case. She has a story, and she is sticking to it, that she neither sent nor received documents that were, quote-unquote, marked classified. Obviously, that's false, and it's been false from the very beginning. This document that came out the other day from the State Department is just one example. Remember, the FBI has recovered the 30,000 emails that she deleted as part of their investigation. We do not know yet how many of those were marked classified or not, but it really doesn't matter because we also know that they had a practice of taking the markings off of classified documents and sending them through her unsecured server in Chappaqua, New York, and then distributing them to people on their unsecured BlackBerries and other devices. So this is actually not a big deal because it's nothing new. The bigger point is what's going to be done about it, and that is the issue that carries the day right now.
But if you have an email that has a classified marking on it, and it was on her private server, isn't that a slam dunk, this case, that she violated all the rules and regulations and laws regarding confidential information?
Well, there's no doubt about that, but that's been true from the very beginning, because the establishment of the private server in her home on which she conducted all of her business was a per se violation of all federal statutes involving espionage and federal record keeping. So this confirms the fact that they did in fact send things. But again, it's not that big a deal. I mean, it's important. Obviously, it makes her out to be what she's always been, a liar. But we've known that from the very beginning.
Well, there's one other thing that might be a big deal that was discovered this weekend about Hillary Clinton, and that was the fact that an unqualified person was placed on a sensitive intelligence board, and the only people at the time said, what is this guy doing on this board that talks about international arms and weapons? He has no experience, and his only qualifications apparently or that he gave $250,000 to the Clinton Foundation, or maybe more. When this was discovered and people started asking questions, there are emails saying we have to protect the Secretary of State's name, which suggests there was some sort of action done to cover up what happened here. What do you make of this story?
Well, this is part of the pay-to-play story with regard to which is being investigated by the FBI, which is, were official acts of the Secretary and her entourage committed in exchange for donations to the Clinton Global Initiative and the Clinton Foundation? The answer to that, obviously, is yes, whether you're talking about the Boeing contract in Russia or other contracts like that. with various governments. It was clear that donations were made by foreign governments, foreign entities, Americans, American companies, in exchange for favors that were dispensed by people in official positions at the State Department, including the Secretary of State herself. So this is an excellent confirmation of that. Can you imagine if this had been a Republican who did this? There would have been 25 days of stories about who this guy was, whether or not he was gay, how many people he had sex with, how many Republicans he hated. The only thing that's missing from this story is Mitt Romney condemning the press for reporting it.
Thank you. And by the way, just for facts, in case you haven't heard this story, it's the International Security Advisory Board. It provides the Department of State independent insight and advice on all aspects of arms control, disarmament, nonproliferation, and international security. They have access to top secret information. And this guy immediately was taken off the board as soon as questions were asked. And ABC News says that when they asked about it, they were stalled and they were absolutely given the runaround. Yeah. Nobody has spoken about it. And by the way, as far as I know, the Clinton administration, the Clinton campaign has not responded to anything about this yet.
Exactly, because it's part of the FBI investigation.
Yeah. Let me turn, if I could, to the events in Orlando and ask you this question.
Yes.
The FBI, I mean, they had a number on this guy. They investigated him twice but decided there wasn't enough there. Does that mean that you completely release him then from a watch list? Because I'm wondering how it was that the man was able to purchase weapons and no flag went up when they did his background security check that would require the FBI to go back and check on his
Problem. There are many, many problems here. Sharia law, FBI guidelines, and the employer of Omar Mateen. Let's start with the employer. Now, the employer knew that he had all kinds of problems, hating blacks, hating women, hating homosexuals, and they did nothing about it. Now, these were complaints by their own employees. Why did they do nothing about it? Because they feared, as a government contractor, that they would lose their contract if they were accused of being Islamophobic or anti-this, that, or the other thing. Number two, the FBI stopped investigating him after they interviewed him three times. Now, why did they do that? Because the guidelines require the agents to do that. This is not an agent problem. This is a guideline problem. It's exactly what happened in Tsarnaev in Boston, in San Bernardino. All of those people were investigated, and they were dropped. And the reason is the guidelines are too strict. They do not allow for legitimate investigation. And then finally, Omar Mateen is a follower of Sharia law. He believes in Islamic supremacism, and under Islamic supremacism, Sharia law, you kill homosexuals. It is actually in the written Sharia law. They should be killed. And that's what he did. This has nothing to do with guns. It has nothing to do with ammo clips. It has nothing to do with AR-15s. I have an AR-15. I have a 9mm. I don't go out and kill homosexuals. He did it because homosexuals are supposed to be killed under Sharia law. And did you hear our president say that?
No.
What does he do? He slips immediately into guns. By the way, Sharia law pulled the trigger, not the gun.
All right. I don't think we need to go any further.
Thank you, Joe DiGenova.
That was brilliant. Thank
Very
you, Joe.
Well said, sir.
And thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Always good to have you on Mondays on WMAL.